Welcome to Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 1, Mishnah 3. In the previous Mishnah, we saw a statement from Shimon HaTzadik. So the continuation of Shimon HaTzadik's Mesira, of his link in the chain of transmission, was Antignosh Ish Soichai. Says the Mishnah, Antignosh Ish Soichai, Antignosh for a man from the city of Soichai. Soichai was in the Shevet of Yehuda, his portion in Eretz Yisrael. Kibel Mishimon HaTzadik, he was the Talmud of Shimon HaTzadik, and eventually he was the one that became the head of the yeshiva. The story goes back, this Mishnah goes back to the times of Bais Sheni. Who, Antignos used to say, Altiu kavanim hamisham shenes arava manasla kabel pras. Don't be like servants that worship their master so that they should be rewarded, so they're doing it for ulterior motives. Elahavu kavanim hamisham shenes arava shaleam manasla kabel pras. Try to be like a servant, somebody that serves somebody, not because they want to be rewarded, but simply because they love the person and they want to do for them. So it comes out a person is mandated to have ahavas Hashem, love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and henceforth his performance of the mitzvahs is not done because they want to try to get something out of the deal, to want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make their life better, or even the afterlife better. They're simply doing it out of pure, unadulterated love for Hashem. But at the same time, when a person just has a life of love for Hashem, but there's no yira, there's no fear, then a person does a lot of good things, but when it comes to not doing things they shouldn't be doing, it doesn't always mean that they have it together. So therefore, he concludes, "V'hei meir shamayim aleichem." Coupled with the incredible love that a person has to perform mitzvahs, there has to be a certain sense of meir, of reverence, which keeps the person in check and within the appropriate boundaries. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Dalad, Mishnah 4. So what's really important is that until this period of time, Antignos, Shimon HaTzadik were single individuals that ran Klal Yisrael. Going forward, it was a very interesting leadership arrangement in Klal Yisrael. There were two individuals that kind of were the leaders and directors of Klal Yisrael. There was what we call the Nasi, the president. Obviously, by Nasi, we don't mean the secular president, the Torah scholar who was kind of like the leader of the Jewish people. There was also the Av Bez, the head of the Jewish Supreme Court. And this was kind of like a check and balance system. The job of the Av Bez was always to advocate for making sure that halacha was kept to the umpteenth degree, because that was his mandate, to make sure that halacha is just being followed properly. On the flip side, we had the Nasi who advocated for the people. And the joint venture between the two of them kind of kept the balance so that people kept halacha properly, but that the stringencies didn't become a situation where it was impossible for people to keep halacha. Hillel and Shammai were the same. Hillel was the Nasi, so he advocated for the people. He's usually more lenient. Shammai was the Av Bez, and he always tried to advocate to the absolute strictness and severity of the halacha. So Mishnah says that the next generation for after Antignos Metzecher was Yoisi ben Ezer is Tzreda. Yoisi ben Ezer, a person from Tzreda, which was in the portion of Ephraim, he was the head of the Sanhedrin, the Av Bezdin. The Sanhedrin. Yoisi ben Yechonishleim was the Av Bezdin. So Kiblu Mehem, they got from their Rebbe Antignos is Tzreda. Yoisi ben Ezer says he beis chabeis vaad lechachamim. Person should make sure that his home is a place for greeting, a gathering place for chachamim, for wise people, for Torah scholars, because this way he'll be able to have a constant wisdom and Torah knowledge in his home. And a person should follow the dust of their feet. It means a person should follow wise Tamini Chachamim. And the Gemara teaches us even Sichas Tamini Chachamim, you know, simple conversation between Tamini Chachamim, one can learn so much from them. It's considered the level of Limud HaTorah. And finally, a person should thirstily imbibe the words of Torah that the Chachamim say. Like a person who's so thirsty and they finally get a cup of water, they need it, and they desperately gulp it down, and then it's refreshing, and it's reviving. That's how a person should view the words of Torah that are taught by Talmid Chachamim. Wishing you a fantastic day, and a wonderful rest of your week.